Just before Christmas, we highlighted the plight of many subcontractors who were affected by the downfall of patents in Ballymena. And this is something that we took to the Deputy Minister, Aaron Foster, and also to the Finance Minister, Sammy Wilson. I raised it at the Assembly during question time, and we certainly kept the pressure on Sammy's office until up to Christmas. It is to be welcomed that the announcement was made today that they are introducing project bank accounts in the wake of what happened to patents and other companies to try and protect subcontractors. So this is something that I will certainly be wanting to look at further in terms of the Finance Committee. So I'm giving it a cautious welcome at this stage. But from what I understand, it applies to projects, public sector projects, worth £1 million plus. So obviously there will be a number of questions there in terms of other projects which are not to that value, and how we protect subcontractors and even contractors in a lot of cases as well by the system we currently have in place. Further to this though, I think there are still other measures that could be carried out, and certainly from the position of the Finance Committee, I put a proposal forward that we look at models of best practice in terms of England, and Germany was another example that was flagged up to us by a number of workers in the industry. So that's something that we need to do in the year ahead. And whilst I do welcome the Finance Minister's announcement today, I think there's still a body of work that needs to be carried out over the year ahead to ensure that there is no repeat of what happened to patents in terms of the ripple effect on subcontractors, and that we ensure that there are as rigid as possible safeguards in place for subcontractors.